Today's guest on our show is David Castleberry, director of the Marshall University Chamber Choir. Today we'll be talking about their recent tour of France, as well as their upcoming events this year, and we'll be listening to some recordings from that 2012 tour of France. Castleberry tells me he's been at Marshall University quite a long time.
I came to Marshall in 1990 as director of choral activities, and I continue in that role now. So I've directed the chamber choir. This is my 25th year with the group. In addition, the past 5 years I've served as associate dean for our college, which is the College of Arts and Media.
Castleberry's responsibilities have changed since he's gotten there.
When I started at Marshall, I actually directed three choirs. I directed the chamber choir and the choral union and also the university chorus. I have a colleague, Rob Ray, who directs the choral union and university chorus. So I do the chamber choir, I teach some conducting, I also direct the West Virginia Symphony Chorus.
Though Castleberry has directed many choirs in different states, he eventually settled in West Virginia because
I love the area. The opportunity to teach at Marshall was really what attracted me here. There's so many good things in the music program here and so many wonderful musicians. My wife teaches at West Virginia State University, and so we really are dug in West Virginians and love this area.
We then started talking about the choir, which has a wide variety of students that are both majors and non-majors, and they generally have a varying number of members.
We usually number about 32 singers in the chamber choir. When I started in 1990, it was actually a 16-voice group, but over time it gradually became larger, and I found that once I got up to about 24 voices, we were able to expand our literature quite a bit, because when you've got 24, you can do 8-part music with three voices to a part, and that really expands your possibilities.
Antonio Lotti's Crucifixus for 8 voices is one of those pieces that is easier with many members. Let's take a listen to a performance by the Marshall University Chamber Choir.
Thank you.
Antonio Lotti's Crucifixus for 8 voices, conducted by David Castleberry, performed by the Marshall University Chamber Choir. Castleberry says the choir is
a group that has a lot of variety in terms of its members. It's primarily music majors, but this choir is open to students from throughout the campus by audition. And so about a third of the singers, a quarter to a third of the singers, come from other majors around campus.
The students say they get a lot out of performing with the choir.
The students really have an opportunity to sharpen their acuity, to learn to listen and think like musicians, so that when they're out teaching music, they have a vision of what this is that they're transmitting to the next generation.
And they also get a lot out of touring opportunities and experiences.
This is a choir that tours almost every year, but our tours tend to be regional. We do tours that are based in our desire and our need to recruit new students. So much of our performing on concert tours is in the Southeast and Eastern United States. When the opportunity came along for the chamber choir to do a foreign trip, I was just elated. And then the question was, well, where do we go? In 1998, I had a study opportunity in France to attend a music festival in the southwest of France, and just fell in love with the country and the people and the great music making I heard over there. And so we designed a concert tour that started in Paris, and we had a wonderful trip in Paris, and then we made our way down through some of the old Roman country, really some of the most historic parts of Europe, and finished on the coast in Nice. Our first concert was to sing Sunday morning High Mass at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. And of course, that was really memorable for all of us. We had to submit an audition recording to be considered for that, and then we had to submit repertoire for approval, and we had to do a mandatory rehearsal in the cathedral. So by the time the service came, we felt we had been vetted, and just had a marvelous experience with that. But at the same time that we wanted to perform early music at Notre Dame, we also wanted to do something American. And so we were able to sing the Kyrie and Agnus Dei by William Albright, an American composer whose music sounds very modern.
That was the Kyrie of William Albright's Chichester Mass, performed by the Marshall University Chamber Choir, conducted by David Castleberry.
Part of our tour repertoire was some Renaissance music, because singing in those grand cathedrals, it just seemed like the appropriate way to open our programs. So before the service, I commented to the singers, one of the pieces on our program was a motet by Josquin des Prez, written about 1500. And before we went on to perform, I said to the singers, now, this music is from 1500. Notre Dame Cathedral was only 250 years old when this piece was written.
Let's take a listen to that piece, Tu Pauperum Refugium, by Josquin des Prez.
Thank you.
II Pauperum Refugium by Josquin des Prez, performed by the Marshall University Chamber Choir. Their conductor, David Castleberry, tells me they have a lot coming up in the next year.
In early December, our choirs at Marshall will join together with the Marshall Orchestra to present Handel's Messiah. We're doing two performances of that. And then in the spring, the chamber choir will be, again, doing a tour within the United States. We're heading toward Atlanta this year with stops at various locations along the way. So we've got a busy year coming up.
Castleberry is very good at tailoring his programs to the specific audience at a given concert.
It's been my experience that European audiences, they're very happy to hear their own music, but they really want to hear the American music, and especially there's really nothing more American in choral music available than spirituals and some of our folk songs. And so we typically have a number of those in our folder.
Shenandoah, performed by the Marshall University Chamber Choir. Director David Castleberry tells me they have also performed a very new piece with West Virginia influences.
Several years ago, the West Virginia chapter of ACDA, the American Choral Directors Association, commissioned Evan Mack to write a piece. And he wrote it basically influenced by the tragedy of the mining disaster that had happened, the Upper Branch Mine. And he chose his text and chose his musical composition thinking about this idea of tragedy and rebirth and going forward.
Evan Mack of Fire and Form, performed by the Marshall University Chamber Choir. All of these recordings are from their 2012 tour of France. Conductor David Castleberry tells me about his most memorable piece from the trip.
In our folk songs and spirituals, performing Deep River was really very meaningful. It was one of my teacher's signature pieces, an arrangement by Roy Ringwald that is a standard in the literature, but always moves me, as does Shenandoah, arranged by James Erb.
Thank you.
Deep River, performed by the Marshall University Chamber Choir. That was a live concert recording from their 2012 tour of France.
At the end of the concerts, when the audience wanted to show its pleasure, the clapping after the concert would suddenly become rhythmic, and it would be just this ongoing rhythmic clapping to bring the choir back on stage for an encore. And on one of the pieces, we left that on the recording. So on the Gibbs, I Don't Feel No Ways Tired, which was usually a closer for us, if you play it on out through the applause, you can begin to hear the rhythmic clapping that happened at almost every concert.
Let's finish with Stacy Gibbs' I Don't Feel No Ways Tired, performed by the Marshall University Chamber Choir. David Castleberry, I appreciate you coming on here and talking with us about the Marshall University Chamber Choir.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
David Castleberry, conductor of the Marshall University Chamber Choir. We heard many live concert recordings from their 2012 tour of Europe. If you're interested in the Marshall University Chamber Choir, you can find out more online at marshall.edu/SOMT.